Aaron Eckley down here on Fieldside as his club falls in this one, a rough second half. Coach, what's your take on this one? Offense looked sharp, and then in the second half, things changed. What happened?
I can't say for sure. We'll go back and dig into the film a little bit. I thought they did a nice job offensively at the end of the second quarter. We just kind of got more possessions there in the first half and made the most of them. It crossed over into the third quarter, and they had some things that were working for them and that they were able to gain some momentum. And I think they played either to their ability or above there in the third quarter, and it was tough to get stops. And then we had two or three busts there that kind of cost us drives, and then momentum really got on their side. But, you know, they spent all that whole time in the third quarter just tying it, you know, and it took them a while, you know, before they got the lead. And I was really pleased with I told our kids afterwards, really proud of them, because we played against a good football team. We had a chance to win. We went for two. We got it, you know, and we just had to get a stop. And it's like, it's tough because that team was in a groove offensively the entire second half. But then, you know, they kicked off and we had a chance, you know, at the end. And so our kids didn't quit. They didn't give up. They were tough. They're physical. I'm proud of them. And I think we'll have a chance to, you know, looking at this, we'll be better from it.
You mentioned that 2-point conversion, Coach. I was up there on the broadcast booth thinking, I don't know if this is the right play this close, or this with that much time left. You go for it, you get it. What went into that, and was the long stoppage due to the injury before that play the reason you guys went for two, or was that by design?
No, we were kind of talking that we kind of wanted to do it, you know, anyway, and we were kind of back and forth, like, how do we want to tie it? There's a lot of time left, but, you know, we get it, you know, we have a chance, you know, to either get a stop and get the ball back, or, you know, we're in the lead, we can hang on. And, you know, we had the look that we wanted, and so we were able to take advantage of it there.
In the third quarter, it seemed like there were
another thing is, you know, you're on the road in a tight game. It was pretty loud here. It'd been way better for us to have won in regulation than try to take it into overtime.
That's true. I didn't even think about that. It was getting pretty loud, especially late in this game as Festus was good coming
crowd.
Back.
And yep, good crowd. Good crowd.
Does it make it a little bit more fun to play in front of a crowd like that?
Oh yeah, I'm sure the kids were happy about it, and that's one of the things I mentioned, I think, earlier in the week, is that, you know, these guys had an opportunity to play in front of, you know, good crowds and in big games most of the season, and so it's been really awesome in that respect.
In the third quarter, a couple of defensive penalties that gave Festus extra yardage that they were able to convert on and found them way into the end zone. Is that kind of a culmination of maybe some players that might have been a little bit exhausted or something?
You know, I don't know. I would say, I don't know if it was, there's a couple ways you can look at it. You could say exhaustion, but you could also say, you know, we had some guys that their targets were too high the whole way. Our targets were too high. Like we were not tackling low enough. And then you play against a team that's got three or four guys that are really good athletes, and it's like they make you look even worse. And so I think that's a little bit. And, you know, again, the quarterback played really well. They've got three or four other really nice skilled players. I thought their offensive line really battled and protected very well versus our pressure. And so, yeah, I don't think – as I looked at our guys, I didn't sense – I think if they put the ball down again and played another quarter, you know, our guys, I think we'd been okay to go.
Some losses you look at and you're like, we're burning the tape, we're not watching that one back. This loss, I feel you can walk away with your head high.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And you know – just to be clear, we're never satisfied, you know, with not winning. But in a close game like this, versus a good team, we have an opportunity, you know, to look at it and say, hey, this step right here is the difference between us having a first down and not having a first down. And, you know, we didn't win or lose the ball game on the throw to the corner at the end. We won or lost the ball game somewhere in the end of the second quarter and into the third quarter with us not taking care of business on offense and us not taking care of business on defense. And we didn't do real great in kickoff return game either. And so when you look at there were some plays way ahead of that end, you know, that probably made the difference in the game. But, yeah, it's going to be a great opportunity for us to look back at film and get better from.
Wrap up the regular season next week against the Central Rebels. What do you expect out of that one, week 9 back at your home field?
I would expect that we'd have a good crowd. I would expect that Park Hills would be ready to play, that they'll be physical and they'll play really hard. I would expect that they will have a game plan that will test us in a lot of different ways like they've been doing the last two or three weeks. And so, you know, it won't be a gimme. People might look at it and say, oh, yeah, you're playing, you know, tougher schedule, you're playing, you know, maybe your record's better, whatever it is, they'll be ready to play, and this could be, you know, everybody's wanting to win going into the postseason.